Thank you for kicking off your day with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU.
So, people collect things, right? And maybe you're a collector, and we would love to hear from you this morning at 215-263-6700. But there is someone who has collected these first edition Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm.
My son has a huge binder full of Pokemon cards.
Does he really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. And I'm so glad that he at least has them organized. But every once in a while, he'll take them out and he'll spread them on the floor. And
sure.
He loves looking at them. And I don't understand any of it, you know, but he gets enjoyment out of it. So that's cool to me. But these, and kids collect things and you're like, yeah, all right, this is just a bunch of junk.
Yeah.
Somebody had been collecting them. And this set... they're expecting to sell it for $750,000.
For Pokemon cards.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And it's funny because my kids also play Pokemon Go. So as I'm looking at these cards,
I'm like,
there's Charizard. Yeah. I mean, I've
you know
heard
what
them
these
mention
things
that.
Are?
No. Alakazam. I mean, I've heard them all. But
now, you look at this and like how much these are worth, do you want to run home right now and take the cards away from Leonard?
I'm just see if he's got them, right?
Yeah.
Right? But are we really ever going to sell them? I'm never going to be organized enough to do that anyway.
Yeah.
but this, you know, this reminds me, though, like people who have collections. I've never been a collector, but people who have collections of things and then they're able to turn them around. Like maybe you started collecting something as a child and now it's worth so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe as you got older, you thought, oh, I'm going to start collecting this, but now it's not worth anything. And now
right.
You just have a whole bunch of Beanie Babies, you know, or whatever.
Oh my God, Beanie Babies.
Right, remember those?
I forgot. Oh, yeah.
And for a while, some of them were worth something, but still, like, you'd have to buy hundreds of them, and then one of them would be worth something.
Yeah, and also, like, you have to act on it at the right time. It's funny you should bring up Beanie Babies. It just popped into my head. I had, because I lived in Chicago back in the Beanie Baby craze, and there was a bull. And the Chicago Bulls mascot is a bull.
Sure.
So they had a little Benny the Bull Beanie Baby.
Yes.
And so at the time, it shot up. Like, I got it just because I thought it was cute. It was the Bulls thing. Cost me like $10. It was worth like thousands that year. And I'm like, this is going to be worth millions in 20 years. Now it's worth like $2.
Right.
You know?
Right?
So it's like you missed the...
I don't know how that happens, but if you're a collector, we would love to hear your story. Did you collect something that ended up being worth something? Or maybe you know someone who did, like maybe your mom did or something like that, that ended up being worth something, or you or someone you know collected stuff just determined to make a mint eventually, and now you just have all this junk. Exactly.
Let us know at 215-263-6700.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up. Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU.
Good morning, Lisa. So what is it you collect?
I collect Mickey Mouse. I've been collecting Mickey Mouse since I was 10 years old.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I have stuff that people bought me I don't even open. Like, my crawl space is covered with bins of Mickey.
And does this provide joy for you, Lisa?
It does. It does, because I'm going to turn it all over to my granddaughter.
Wow. So you don't collect any of this with the intention to sell it and make some money off of it?
I've always wondered, but every time I look something up, oh, it's only worth like $10 or it's only worth this. So I guess my joy would be just to give it to my granddaughter.
Well, thank you so much,
great, Lisa.
All right, thank you. Have a great day. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Wow.
So, I expected to get like a Mickey Mouse call, but we've got a Jordan on hold, and she collects something that is going to blow your mind. It's coming up right after James Otto.
Good morning, Jordan. So, what is it you collect?
I collect funeral cards, and I keep them in my car with me.
Okay.
We don't even know how to react to that.
That is unusual. Although, having been to a funeral, I do feel bad throwing the funeral card away.
So I keep them in my car. It just kind of happened just from the funerals I've been to. And then when I leave, I just kind of threw them in the dash or whatever. Like, I just kind of kept them with me. But at the end of August, I was in a really bad car accident. A girl ran a red light. And I walked out of it, literally, like, this guy rescued me from the car, and I walked out of it, and I shouldn't have. Everybody was saying that I shouldn't have, how it ended up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So, funeral cards.
funeral cards. They come in handy. Everyone was looking out for me.
Yes. Oh. That is beautiful. Oh, that's, I thought this was going to be weird, but it turned out so,
so
nice.
Sweet.
Thank you so much, Jordan. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up. Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.